Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, January 22nd, 2024, 9:06 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. I'm your host, David Boyle. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you this morning, as always, but joining us this morning first, we have a special guest. Joining us now is the new Blanding City Manager, Trent Herring. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. Well, you've been city manager for a few weeks now. Do you feel like you're getting your feet underneath you there in Blanding?
I feel like I do. Still a lot to learn, but up for the challenge to learn it.
Well, very good. Well, tell us a little bit about your experience, Trent. What were you doing? What led you to take this position?
Oh, the biggest thing that led me to take this position is I've tried to insert myself in the community more and more over the past few years. And my background, I've been the chief operating officer at Blue Mountain Hospital for just about 6 years before I came here. And when this opened up, I decided, you know, let me throw my name in the hat and see what happens. And here I am.
Well, very good. Well, I know Blanding City Mayor Logan Monson, when he made the decision, said there were a lot of good candidates and, you know, definitely felt happy with the choice. Tell us, what's your vision for the future of Blanding City? Of course, elected officials, you know, guide that, but as far as city administration, do you have any goals or changes for the city in mind?
I think my biggest goal is to try and figure out a way to get more community involvement, how they can be involved more specifically in our city council meetings themselves, trying to give them more of a voice to be heard, whether that be social media as well, just a way to get them more involved. I think that's one thing that I tried to do before I took this, is find ways to get myself more involved, and served on a couple different committees with the Rec Committee and San Juan Public Health, and did a couple of things. And so that's really my number one goal, is how can we involve the community more?
Yeah, I guess, you know, you mentioned social media. Are there other avenues of you've thought of how you might be able to encourage folks to get involved?
Word of mouth, I think, is my biggest thing. You know, if I can find a way to have employees that enjoy their jobs, they want to come to work, they would be more willing to want to share the things that are happening here in the city, and hopefully that'll strike some people and get them wanting to learn a little bit more as well and be more involved.
Well, very good. You know, you've got a bunch of different projects going along. You know, being city manager, you juggle a lot. I'm sure you're learning that as you're getting up to speed as well. One project that's been several years in the making, and is along with the help of a lot of other organizations, is the Westwater project to bring electricity and water to Westwater. You know, with that, a deep well's being drilled. Tell us what's the latest with that project.
Of course, that, a lot of that was done. There was a lot of hard work put into my predecessors, and there was a lot of hands involved in getting this project going. But most recent update is the well itself has been completed. It's drilled, great well. Things are looking good. Right now, they're in the process of creating the design for the water treatment portion of the well. Those that are involved in that is, of course, Jones and DeMille Engineering, locally here. Scoop Flannery's done an amazing job of getting this project going. Most recently, we awarded a change order contract to a company that's coming in to do a sewer line project. And while they're here, they're going to go ahead and run the water line that needs to be completed down the center street here in Blanding, that's going to install the meter for that water line. And so once we get that done, then NTUA will get their portion of it done. They're going to be drilling through the canyon over there to get the water over to that community. And we hope to start construction on the water treatment side of the well here by late spring to early summer.
Well, very good. Well, that water treatment of the well, is it necessarily that the Westwater community is going to get the water from the well, or is it just kind of like it's going to be added to the entire pot of Blanding's water?
So it's going to be added to the entire pot of blandings water. So blanding will now provide and furnish the water to the Westwater community. The well itself is a well that's there if needed, when needed. But blanding will serve no matter whether the well's going or not, they'll serve the Westwater community.
Very good. So it sounds like the water connection not necessarily going to be held up by when the well is got that treatment in place. Although it sounds like they'll both be up here by the end of the summer is kind of the plan.
The construction project for the treatment portion of the well on our end is going to be completed. I don't have a timeline from NTUA, Navajo Tribal Utility Authority. Where we end with the meter of Blanding City is where NTUA will start to finish the water line going to that community. And I don't have an exact timeline on what they will take.
Gotcha. But you'll have your portion finished pretty soon. And then it's up to NTUA to do that final portion. Well, again, that's just a sign of, you know, the complications of that project. There's been so many different organizations involved, including the state and the Navajo Nation, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's a lot of folks involved, but sounds like it's coming together well.
Yeah. Yep, it is.
Well, very good. Trent, you've got a lot going on, obviously, there at Blanding City. Is there anything else you'd like to mention this morning before we let you run?
I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to not just serve Blanding, but find ways that I can, you know, serve San Juan County as a whole as well, and I'm excited.
Well, very good. Well, we appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck to you as you're getting started here. We look forward to checking with you in a couple months as you move forward. Thanks for taking the time this morning, Trent.
Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break, hear from some sponsors, and be right back. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with the Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Monday, January 22nd, 2024, 9:17 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Our thanks once again to Trent Herring, Blanding City Manager, for joining us this morning. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the area, including news out of Mesa Verde National Park. It's been shared with Montezuma County as well, but they're asking for help in locating a missing person, 73-year-old Thomas Irwin, a white man with a dark gray flannel shirt, last seen wearing that with white lines, dark gray pants, and tan hiking boots. He was last seen a week ago in Mesa Verde, and they're asking for folks' help in locating him. They're interested also in finding out more information from a person who turned in a cell phone to the museum desk on Tuesday, January 16th. So, again, concerning news there. And if you have any information, you're asked to call the Mesa Verde Dispatch at 970-529-4461 if you've got additional info there. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, back to Blanding, where the San Juan School District is hosting a public forum to share an update on the new Blanding Elementary School this evening. The meeting is going to be at 5:30 p.m. at the San Juan High Auditorium. The forum will include an update from the design team. They'll also talk about addressing costs and funding of the project and an opportunity for public input. The district plans to stream and record that meeting as well. Blanding Elementary School, of course, has the largest student population in the district. School site for the new elementary school is on an undeveloped lot on the southwest corner of 800 North and 100 West. So that's the opposite corner of the stake building for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints there. The December school board meeting included an update from the design team with renderings of the school and a possible layout of the campus. That was shared at a recent school board meeting, but if you don't listen to school board meetings like reporters do, this public meeting should be a great opportunity to meet the design team and hear this update and provide public input on that proposed new Blanding Elementary School. Again, the meeting is at San Juan High's auditorium tonight at 5:30 p.m. Additional information about the new Blanding Elementary School. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, there's another meeting for city updates going to be happening in Moab on Thursday from 5 to 7 at the Grand Center. It's related to the downtown dispersed parking project. The city of Moab is redesigning parking downtown to add 193 additional parking stalls, making more efficient use of the available space and hoping to reduce congestion. You've got a map of some of where those street and parking improvements will be. They'll be running along the 200 North Center Street, 100 South, and 200 South on different sides of Main Street. Also a little bit of improvements there on 100 East. So that'll be interesting information at that meeting. Definitely can find out more. They'll have center angled parking on Center Street, ADA parking stalls in several locations, improving crosswalks as well, and center and shoulder islands to assist in traffic calming. So that's all anticipated to be happening there in Moab. If you've got feedback, you want to learn more about it, again, that meeting will be this Thursday, 25th, from 5 to 7. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area. Of course, as part of the show, we have funeral notices and memorial services. There's funeral services for Sam Wing Jr., age 63, of Toyoak. They're going to be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Funeral services for Timothy Pogue began at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, January 24th, at the Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. Funeral services for Connie Christine Watkins, age 62, of Lewis, Colorado, will be held at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, January 24th at the Areola Bible Church. Funeral services for Stephen Gary Norman, 58, of Moab, begin at 10 a.m. on Thursday, January 25th at the Moab LDS Stake Center on Locust Lane. The viewing begins at 10 a.m. Graveside services for Mike DeRosiers of Monticello are Friday, January 26th at 1 p.m. at the Monticello City Cemetery. Services for Angeline King of age 92 of Monticello, are Saturday, January 27th at 10 a.m. at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Monticello. Funeral services for Jenilianne Nilsson, age 79 of Bluff, begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday, January 27th at the LDS Chapel in Bluff. Visitation from 9:30 to 10. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Urtel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or San Juan Mortuary. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way. I guess something we failed to mention, obviously, Bill is not in studio this morning, and he's always commenting on how beautiful the day is, and it is a beautiful day, but we've got some snow in the area. Of course, you probably know that at this point, but if you are driving out there, definitely take your time. No need to rush, and be careful out there and delay your travel if you can until the sun's out a little bit more and gets these roads clear. Of course, there's crews getting the roads clear effectively all morning as well, so they should have it pretty safe as well. But again, if you're not in a rush, not a bad thing to wait a little bit before you travel this morning. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show. A morning show sponsor, Redtail Air Connections, offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be back with news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
It's the after Christmas sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January white sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug after Christmas sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next to Walker's True Value.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Now is the best time to buy a new vehicle from Performance Ford of Moab during our end-of-year sales event. We have deals on every vehicle, from Mavericks to Super Duties, and thousands off F-150s. Don't let your money go to Uncle Sam. Buy new and get a business write-off. We offer a variety of financing options and rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s, 0.9% on Expeditions, and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Performance Ford of Moab, doing deals like never before. It's that easy.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Monday, January 22nd, 2024, 9:27 a.m. on this Monday morning. That's I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. That was the number one song in the U.S. on today's day in 1969. It was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. The first recording of the song to be released was by Gladys Knight and the Pips, which went to number 2 on the Billboard charts in 1967. The Marvin Gaye recording has since become an acclaimed soul classic and was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame for historical, artistic, and significant value. Creedence Clearwater Revival made an 11-minute interpretation for their 1970 album, Cosmos Factory. So it's kind of apropos, I guess. It goes through the grapevine from Sister Knight over to Marvin Gaye, and then Creedence Clearwater Revival. That's definitely traveling along the grapevine there. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at today in history. On this day in 1973, this U.S. Supreme Court made the initial ruling in Roe v. Wade, said that a Texas law on abortion violated a woman's right to privacy. Of course, Roe v. Wade was overturned just a few years ago. What is today? Today is National Hot Sauce Day. First Tabasco peppers were commercially grown in 1849. Salsa first topped ketchup as the top condiment in 1992. And one of the best Super Bowl ads ever was released in 1998 when a man showered his pizza in Tabasco sauce and soon afterwards was bitten by a mosquito, which promptly burst into flames. And in Poland, at least, today is Grandpa Day. You can definitely celebrate your grandpa, even if you're not in Poland today. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have birthdays throughout the Red Rock area and for celebrities as well. Happy 75th birthday to Steve Perry, the lead singer for Journey. He was born in 1947, joined Journey in 1977 after the initial lead singer would not commit to the band. So many songs, including Oh Sherry. Singer-songwriter Sam Cooke was born today in 1931. He died at the age of 33 when he was shot by a motel owner. Actor Bill Bixby, who played Dr. David Banner in the Incredible Hulk TV show, was born today in 1934. Of course, he was that mild-mannered guy who turned into the Hulk when he got mad. Happy birthday locally to Millie Red Butler. Weekend birthdays for Quinn Howe, Tom Wigington, Christine Adams, and Camry Arthur Mon on Saturday, and Clayton Young, Bud Frazier, Jennifer Conway, Lucy O'Dell, Sandy Harris, John Husted, and Cortland Lyman on Sunday. So if you want to give us a birthday shout-out, be sure to give us a call at 435-587-2277, or you can shoot us over an email at info@redrock92.com. And once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair job opportunities throughout the Red Rock listening area. I've actually got one more birthday to bring you this morning and just was checking just now. And it's Gary Young's birthday today as well. So happy birthday. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll send you over to the on-air job fair, and we'll be back with the sports reports here on Red Rock 92.7. Glad you joined us. Here's the job fair, and we'll be back.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County still has a number of openings this winter, including a light equipment operator in the North District and a sheriff's deputy also in the North District. Part-time positions include a community marketing coordinator, a Bluff Senior Center aide, and a Blanding Library assistant. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teachers' assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our 4 branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
It's the new year, and it's time to look to those projects you may be planning. Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumberyard has the pieces and parts that you need for any project, big or small. Plumbing supplies for those pesky repairs, and every hardware item to put things together. Hand tools, paint, sealants, space heaters, and fans. Walker True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumberyard, next to Walker Drug.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Monday, January 22nd, 2024, 9:37 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, taking a look at the local sports report, the Utah 1A number one Monument Valley girls team continued to roll over the weekend with a 62-23 win over local rival Monticello. The Lady Cougars are now 13-1 on the year. The same evening, the Monticello boys defeated the Monument Valley boys 57-27. In Colorado top 10 girl action, Mancos smoked Telluride 55-13. Lady Blue Jays are 7-2 and ranked 7th in 2A. Dove Creek doubled up Ridgeway 65-31. The Lady Bulldogs are 10th in the Colorado 1A with a 7-2 record. Nucla got a win over Dolores in a matchup between local rivals. Grand County became the top-ranked local team among the boys, moving up to 8th in the Utah 2A with an exciting 73-67 win over San Juan. Red Devils are 9-9 on the year. Broncos dropped to 7-11. The Nucla boys beat Dolores in a showdown between local teams. The Mustangs are 7-3. That's only good enough for 20th in the Colorado 1A. Dove Creek boys had a great weekend with wins over Ouray and Ridgeway. Monticello again beat Monument Valley in that local rivalry matchup, and Mancos got a win over Sargent. San Juan wrestling team scored 172 points to take fourth at the Sand Devil Classic in Page, Arizona. Montezuma Cortez was 11th, Dolores finishing 15th, Whitehorse 21st, and Monument Valley 24th. Monticello finished third in their group and won their final duel against Bayfield in the Aztec Duels. Mancos scored 138 points, finishing 5th at the Fight at the Fork in Hotchkiss. That same tournament, Nucla was 10th, Norwood 16th, and Dove Creek 21st. Also, one game tonight in local action. That's going to be due to a reschedule due to snow a couple weeks ago. The Grand County girls are making the trip up to Deschene this evening, so got one local team in action tonight. That's a look at the local sports report. Our thanks to Rhett Sifford putting that together. You'll hear it in a much more concise and exciting manner here later on Red Rock 92.7. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now, starting with the Denver Nuggets. Over the weekend, they were in Boston, and they defeated the Celtics 102-100. They also last night were in Washington, taking on Washington 113-104, another win for the Nuggets. Nikola Jokic with 42 points in that win. Taking a look at the Phoenix Suns, meanwhile, they were on the road on Friday as well, got the win in New Orleans 123-109. Devin Booker with 52 points in the win on Friday. And on Sunday, yesterday, they hosted Indiana, beat the Pacers 117-110. Kevin Durant with 40 points in that win. Tonight, the Suns host the Chicago Bulls. They tip off at 7. Finally, let's take a look at the Utah Jazz. Utah on Saturday, they were in Houston and were beat by the Rockets by 1 point in overtime, 127-126. And they're off today, in action next tomorrow. So that's a look at the regional sports report. That'll do it for that report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.